Hello, guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today, I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. Picture Simon, a super horny teenager, trying to find porn in different time periods. Back in ancient times, he wouldn't have much luck besides finding some sketchy graffiti in the Colosseum or some silly drawings on a cliff. Maybe some wealthy families or religious folks had a little something something. But overall, there wasn't a whole lot of porn to go around. In the 15th century, the printing press started making porn easier to get, but it was still mostly illegal and pretty tame. Then the 20th century came along and made it even easier for Simon to find magazines and movies. Now he knows where his dad hides his stash, and he's found a place across town where they're not as strict with checking IDs. The 21st century is way wilder than the last one. Simon looks at Pornhub on his phone every day, checking out all sorts of crazy stuff that even his dad didn't know about. It's stuff Simon never wanted to see, but he can't stop looking. The internet and porn are like best buds. Whenever something new comes out online, you can bet someone will find a way to use it for porn in no time. The porn industry online makes more money than Netflix, Hollywood, and Viacom combined. Almost 6 billion people check out Pornhub every month. So yeah, porn has definitely had an impact on society thanks to the internet. Porn is everywhere, so it's no wonder people talk about it all the time. It might not be on your school schedule, but philosophy classes everywhere are diving deep into what porn is and how it affects us. The rules about sex and porn. So, here's a funny story, maybe not totally true, about this art critic dude John Ruskin, who freaked out when he saw his wife's bush on their wedding night. Basically, he was used to seeing naked ladies in art, but when he saw the real deal, he couldn't handle it. The reason the Ruskin myth sticks around is because it shows that we all have to figure out sex in one way or another. Maybe our parents try to have that awkward talk about the birds and the bees, or maybe we sit through a boring sex ed class at school that sugarcoats everything. Some of us might pick up stuff from our friends, whether they're joking around or showing off. But let's be real, most of us just learn by doing it. The internet made a big difference. Nowadays, pretty much anyone with a phone can watch tons of sex videos. The main reason is for getting turned on, but it also ends up teaching us stuff without even realizing it. Watching porn is exciting, but it also shows newbies what sex is all about. It's like a lesson in how to do it right. The media is important because it has a big influence on what we learn and the ideas we're exposed to. Sexy media, in particular, can have a big impact on how we see the world and how we learn about sex. When we watch sexy stuff, it can shape our ideas and decisions. And if there aren't other good options out there, porn can become the main way young people learn about sex. The top-notch porn engine. Back in the day, porn was kind of hard to come by, and you had to go through some hoops to get it. But in the 2000s, things changed with the 3As. You could watch porn anonymously, easily, and for free. So basically, you can watch it without anyone knowing, and it won't cost you a dime. How porn has totally transformed our lives. I talked to a bunch of young guys who were in good shape and didn't have any health issues that would cause erectile dysfunction, but were having trouble getting close to a real-life girl. So now they're calling it porn-induced erectile dysfunction. Guys have been telling me for years that they can't even get it up unless they're thinking about porn. It started with needing porn to get things going with a real girl, but now some guys can't even perform because they're so used to the intense stimulation of porn. People used to talk about normal sex, but then I started watching some more intense, degrading, and kinky videos and got into it. Now, this kind of rough and cruel sex is seen as normal and even expected. It's becoming the standard for what sex should be like. This aggressive and violent form of sexuality is becoming more common in the dating scene, like an increase in choking during sex. The never-ending cycle of the porn biz. As porn keeps getting bigger online, it's like a never-ending cycle with the people who watch it. The more violent it gets, the more people want to see even more violent stuff to get the same thrill. It's like they're addicted and need a bigger dose each time. And now we have a whole group of young guys who can't have normal sex without thinking about or doing something sexually violent. It's messed up. Obviously, the more hardcore and wild the sexual stuff gets in porn, it's gonna mess with not just the viewers, but also the folks making the videos. The OnlyFans generation? So, where are all these people trying to become porn stars headed? What other options are there if you're interested in getting into the industry? Well, in the last 5 years, especially during the COVID lockdown, a new trend has emerged: OnlyFans. OnlyFans lets people pay to see videos creators make. It could be for workout videos, cooking tips, or life advice, but most of the time, it's used for making porn. This personalized porn is seen as a challenge to the traditional porn industry, but some people think it's actually empowering. So basically, if someone tells you that porn is empowering, it's like saying to women who have other choices, "Hey, have you thought about joining OnlyFans for a job?" But let's be real, most women with better options will probably choose those instead. OnlyFans isn't some magical solution that will suddenly make sex work acceptable and change all the messed up stuff about the porn industry. It still mostly benefits men. We need to remember that wherever there's a sex industry, there are usually pimps involved. They might not always be obvious, but the fact remains that men are often the ones in charge, and making money off of women's involvement in these industries, whether it's OnlyFans, porn, street prostitution, or any other form of sexual exploitation. The porn industry has always made every power dynamic sexy, but the internet took it to a whole new level. Porn used to be underground, but now it's everywhere and it's changing how we see each other in and out of the bedroom. Research has found that watching porn can lead to sexist beliefs, which then make people want to watch more porn. Basically, the porn industry influences what people want and believe, and those desires and beliefs keep feeding into the industry. Sexual behaviors don't just happen out of nowhere. So when we see more rough sex and injuries, we have to wonder where people are getting these ideas from. It's pretty clear that porn has a part to play in all of this. There's always been some bad stuff lurking in our minds, like sexism, racism, violence, and other nasty things. Even though we talk a big game about not accepting exploitation, a ton of people are still heading home to watch porn on Pornhub. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.